So Zainul Abidin said, "Wama hunna ya ta'us." Generally, when a man has a privilege, then he's the one that markets his privilege and the others don't know. Yeah, it's the other way around. People are telling him, "But you're such a great man." "Oh, okay, tell me, and how do I become great?" Really, this is news for me. He says, number one, annaka ibn Rasulillah. Wathani shafa'atu jaddika lak. Wathalith rahmatullah. I mean, you can go home and sit down. You're the son of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What's there for you to bother about? Number two, we latching onto the hope our Nabi will intercede for us. So obviously the family comes first. You his grandson, you'll get away easy. And number three, Allah says that his mercy will encompass the believers. He said, listen, O ta'us, I appreciate your comments, but let me start off with number one. Amma intisabi ila Rasulillah. You direct me to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being my grandfather, rightfully so. But then there's a verse that counters this privilege. And Allah says in the Quran, فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. When the trumpet will be blown, then no lineage, ancestry will avail you in any way. So as much as I latch on to this hope, this ayat counters this privilege. So that discredits that honor totally. It's out. With regards to the intercession of my grandfather, Allah says, وَلَا يَشْفَعُونَ إِلَّا لِمَنِ ارْتَضَىٰ. وَلَا يَشْفَعُونَ إِلَّا لِمَنِ ارْتَضَىٰ. Those that will intercede, it will be subject to the consent and the happiness of Allah. I have no guarantee if Allah will accept the intercession on my behalf. And the third privilege, the mercy of Allah, Allah is quite emphatic in the Quran, إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, that Allah says, my mercy borders with the righteous people and I'm not amongst them. So my first message, my brother, you walk into a club and they stand up for you, don't be duped to believe this is respect. It is for the money in your pocket or people fear your evil. We know in school, look, I haven't schooled much, I've only been to primary level, but what I do hear from others in higher grades and secondary school, there is the concept of initiation. The academic year will start and you'll hear more about it. And then there's that one guy, he's obviously the bully. Now people respect him and everything, not because he deserves it, so that you safeguard yourself from becoming a victim of initiation. This is not respect. Understand how the world has been duped into belief. Everything else has become artificial. Respect has also become artificial. So the true respect lies in the obedience of Allah. This is but one reflection. Ibn Mas'ud said, لَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْعِلْمَ صَانُوا عِلْمَهُمْ وَبَذَلُوهُ لِأَهْلِهِ لَسَادُوا بِهِ أَهْلَ زَمَانِهِمْ. You imbibe within your bosom the sciences of Islam and diligently comply to the dictates of that teaching. You will govern over the minds and the hearts of the masses across the globe. My second message, and that's, I'm just getting to the half of my talk. I trust that I have some time. The youth have an attitude of impressing. Like it or not, the youth set the standards. A young boy has an art of conveying, convincing, impressing people. You know, Hajjaj ibn Yusuf had issued the decree that nobody must loiter on the streets after Isha. And he had obviously deputed someone to patrol the streets. فَوَجَدَ ثَلَاثَةَ صِبِيَانْ يَتَمَايَلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ آثَارُ الشُّرْبِ. But whenever any command is executed, the first to revolt and rebel is the youth. I'll make a difference. I want to see what he can tell me. So these youngsters were patrolling the streets and they were drunk and they were intoxicated. So anyway, this person advances to him and he says, مَنْ أَنْتَ حَتَّى خَالَفْتَ أَمْرَ أَمِيرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. You know, it's Saturday night, it's the late hours of the night, the early hours of the morning. By law, I got to intercept you and I got to have you locked up. So the youngster says, you don't know me. Don't mess. So he says, no, but I don't know who you are. He said, well, أَنَبْنُ مَنْ دَانَتِ الرِّقَابُ لَهُ لِمَا بَيْنَ مَخْدُومِهَا وَخَادِمِهَا وَتَأْتِيهِ بِالرَّغْمِ وَهِيَ صَاغِرَةٌ إِلَيْهِ يَأْخُذُ مِنْ مَالِهَا وَمِنْ دَمِهَا. I'm the son of that man before whom the rulers and the subjects bow before my father daily. He rotates their heads however he wishes and he draws from their finance as much as he wants. فَأَمْسَكَ عَنْ قَتْلِهِ. He said, this is not a youngster to mess with. لَعَلَّهُ مِنْ أَقَارِبِ الْأَمِيرِ. Looks like he's got some high contact. Anyway, the next morning as routine, the case was presented before Hajjaj, the boy was called, and they launched an investigation. It surfaced that his father was a barber, which wasn't a lie. People do bow down, and he does turn their heads, and he does draw money from them, but nothing like what he initially thought it to be. His father had a simple hair salon in one arcade there, you know, quietly there at the back, and he was doing his meager income. What I'm saying is, this is the attitude of youth. They can impress. Allah's Qasam, if they have deen, they will impress onto deen, and if they have evil, they will sway people into evil. But it is their art of impressing and setting the standards of society. There was a very handsome looking boy. He was infatuated over a dark-skinned girl who lacked physical beauty. So he was very attractive, you know, fair-looking, blonde, blue eyes, whatever else. And he got attracted to this girl that lacked beauty. So people started taunting him that, how you fell for her? So he said, "النَّاسُ يَسْتَحْسِنُونَ الْخَالَ فِي خَدٍّ النَّاسُ يَسْتَحْسِنُونَ الْخَالَ فِي خَدٍّ وَإِنِّي عَشِقْتُ مَلِيحَةً كُلُّهَا خَالُ." People fancy one black mole on a white woman. I fell for a woman, whole body is a mole. People fancy one black mole on her cheek. She's got a mole. I fell for a woman, a whole body is a mole. النَّاسُ يَسْتَحْسِنُونَ الْخَالَ فِي خَدٍّ وَإِنِّي عَشِقْتُ مَلِيحَةً كُلُّهَا خَالُ. I can go on telling you how youth can impress and change. I want to share with you in the lives of Sahaba, what were the standards that youth set? What was the vigor? What was the zest? What was the direction? What was the dimension of the youth? I take you to the pages of history and open up the biography of one of the great companions of Muhammad ibn Abdullah alayhi salatu min Allahi wa taslimat, none other than Amr ibn Jamuh radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda. Oh, where do I start with the life of a sahabi? Kana Amr ibn Jamuh sayyidu bani Salma wa za'imun min zu'amai Yathrib fil jahiliyyah. He was one of the high profile people of Medina. He was the leader of his tribe.